Rachel Wood is a very social and theatrical 11-year-old who has a twin sister named Kira. She was born in Juneau and loves reading, theater, traveling, and telling tall tales. Please help me welcome to the stage Rachel Wood.
Hi, my name is Rachel Wood, and Project Playground was a big part of my childhood. My twin sister Kira and I shared some of our greatest memories there. I am here with you today to share with you some of those memories. It was a dreary day in the November of 2013. Kira and I were 7, and we were getting really, really bored at home, and so we decided to walk down to the playground. Once we got to the playground, we found out that no one else was there. It was like a dream come true. We ran around and played on every single piece of equipment. We paraded around like queens. It's awesome. Then Kira's gaze landed on the green twisty slides, and she, being the competitive sort, challenged me to a race up the slides without shoes on. It was pretty tempting, so I took the chance. I stepped in the slide without my shoes, but I found out what I couldn't see from the outside. The insides were coated with ice. That would make it a little bit harder. So I started up the slide. Every step I took, it seems like I fell behind 2 steps. It was almost impossible to get up the slides. But finally, I made it up the slides. But I found out Kira and I had tied. So we needed a tiebreaker, so we decided to race down the ice castle. We could either run down the zigzagging staircase covered with ice, bird poop, etc., etc., or we could slide down the green twisty slides coated with ice that we had just worked so hard to climb back up. For the sake of my feet, I voted the slide. Another one of my most recent memories is when I was in 4th grade, the end of the school year picnic, and the lucky destination was Project Playground. Once we got there, the teachers were desperately trying to grab our attention to explain the rules, but our gaze was only focused on the playground. It almost glowed in the sunlight with all its vivid colors. Immediately after the teacher stopped talking, we rushed in the playground, and in a matter of seconds, there was a game of zombie tag going, catch the flag going, and freeze tag. All too soon, the teacher called lunchtime. Well, they do say time flies when you're having fun. After lunch, the teacher distributed popsicles. After all the popsicle sticks were licked clean, we ran back in the playground, and this time only one game was started, a great game of epic hide-and-go-seek. After the tagger started counting, everything went quiet. Kids were rushing everywhere, trying to find the best hiding spot possible before the time ran up and before someone else took it. My favorite place to hide is under the walkways that wind around the ice castle, because you can always see people before they see you and skedaddle to keep it that way. Those were the good old days. I remember the day Project Playground burnt down like it was yesterday. The fiery playground with a big black column of black smoke rising into the clouds, fire trucks everywhere, people coming out of their houses to get a closer look, almost our entire block gathered at the corner to see the playground. It was a heart-wrenching sight. The day after the playground burnt down, my friends and I had a funeral for the playground we had loved. Even though they are rebuilding Project Playground, I know this one will never replace the old one in our hearts. Kids, they say you should play, but never, ever play with fire.